Everything
no, listen, and that's the way it is not only in the military, as you know, Charles, but in any company. If you go into the CEO's office and say, hey, look, you're an incompetent boob, the guy's going to move you out. You're going to get in trouble. But there are a bunch of retired generals, Tommy Franks among them, who say the opposite of these generals. Now, to be fair, I don't know. Again, just as I said, I have to go on what my military analysts, people paid by Fox News, say to me. That's what I can't base my opinion on anything else. I'm trying to get across to Scott. Scott's reading the internet and the newspapers and forming a definitive opinion based upon what they say. That's ridiculous. All right. The newspapers, number one, all have an agenda. And number two, they can only give you a snapshot of the war. Only a snapshot. But you're right. There is a parallel between Iraq and Vietnam. And there is a parallel there. But Iraq is so much more important than Vietnam was. Oh, my God. Although it didn't feel so at the time. But if you look back in history, this is just vital. Vital. Which is why I'm giving the administration, cutting them a little slack. Now, subsequently, 2 full years, the United States made mistake after mistake. Now, some of those mistakes were political. All right? Some of them were putting people in positions of authority, you didn't know what they were doing, but they didn't. We didn't get anywhere, anywhere at all, for 2 years, 2 full years. We made no progress in Iraq toward pacifying the country. All right, now that's on Rumsfeld and Bush. It's on both of them. Screw up, huge. But in the last year, things have started to change. According to all of our military sources, even the guys who think that this whole thing is crazy, like Colonel Hunt, even those guys say it's getting better. They reorganized. The Iraqis are getting trained at a much faster clip. The army is okay now, where it was a disaster before. They got some generals in charge, and things are looking up, okay? Things are getting better. Al-Qaeda has been hurt. The Sunnis are on the run. Even though they're bombing still, it's not nearly as intense as it was. So I believe those reports. I could be wrong. I have to base my analysis on what our Fox News military analysts, who I think are the best, have always been the best, are saying. And they're saying things are getting better.